In this episode, we delve into the transformative potential of real-world evidence integration in clinical research. The traditional reliance on randomized controlled trials, while scientifically rigorous, offers only a limited view of patient experience. In today's landscape, where trial delays are costly and access gaps erode trust, integrating real-world evidence, RWE, is no longer optional. It's essential.
Precisely, Sophia. The clinical research landscape of 2025 acknowledges the limitations of traditional methods. The narrow slice of patient experience captured under highly controlled conditions fails to reflect the complexities of real-world clinical practice. While regulatory acceptance of RWE is growing, many sponsors still view it as supplemental rather than a core element of their development strategy. This needs to change.
This shift is crucial because the effective integration of RWE throughout the development lifecycle provides a significant competitive advantage. It impacts development efficiency, regulatory success, and ultimately market access and commercial performance. We're witnessing a fundamental change in how stakeholders, sponsors, investigators, and patients approach RWE.
Indeed. Sponsors, initially viewing RWE as a post-approval activity, now recognize its value across the entire development continuum. From early pipeline decisions and protocol design to regulatory submissions and value demonstration, RWE plays a vital role. Sophisticated approaches to data quality and methodology are key to effective integration. Moreover, investigators increasingly value the complementary perspectives that real-world studies provide, recognizing the synergistic value of combining controlled trial data with real-world observations.
And perhaps the most significant shift is in patient and payer expectations. They demand evidence reflecting actual clinical practice in diverse populations, questioning the relevance of highly controlled trials. This convergence of perspectives has elevated RWE from a desirable addition to a strategic imperative.
At Theranovex, we address this challenge with a comprehensive real-world evidence integration framework. Our approach begins with strategic evidence planning, mapping evidence needs across stakeholders, regulatory bodies, payers, providers, and patients to identify how real-world data can optimally complement traditional clinical trials. This holistic approach ensures RWE investments directly support critical business questions rather than generating interesting but ultimately unused insights.
Our unique methodology prioritizes fit-for-purpose design. The Data Source Optimization Service carefully evaluates potential real-world data sources against specific research questions, considering factors like population representativeness, variable completeness, validation status, and longitudinal capture. This targeted approach ensures the use of the most appropriate data for each question, avoiding the common pitfall of forcing all analyses into a single, potentially unsuitable database.
Our hybrid study design capability combines the strengths of interventional research with real-world elements. We employ pragmatic design features, enriching traditional trials with real-world endpoints, or creating single-arm studies using external comparators. This allows us to generate evidence that meets both scientific and practical requirements.
The methodological rigor is just as crucial as the data itself. Our advanced analytics framework uses sophisticated approaches, from propensity score methods and instrumental variables to machine learning and causal inference, to address the inherent limitations of observational data. This ensures our real-world insights meet rigorous scientific scrutiny while providing meaningful answers to key development questions.
Let me share a couple of successful case studies to illustrate this approach. In one Phase 3 oncology program, our hybrid study design reduced sample size requirements by 40% and shortened development time by almost 18 months compared to a traditional randomized trial. Initially, regulatory reviewers expressed some concerns, but the extensive validation work supporting our methodology ultimately secured approval significantly sooner than expected. It's a testament to the power of rigorous methodology.
And in another example, a cardiovascular outcomes program, we used our real-world evidence integration framework to address payer concerns about the real-world relevance of the trial results. By conducting a complementary real-world study that examined effectiveness, safety, and utilization patterns in routine clinical practice, we not only secured favorable coverage decisions, but also informed targeted interventions that improved real-world outcomes. This comprehensive approach resulted in 28% better formulary placement compared to similar products without supporting RWE. This truly highlights the strategic value of a comprehensive approach.
It seems like sometimes adding a bit of real-world context can make a world of difference, even if the world itself is quite complex.
Precisely. This integrated evidence generation approach also proved invaluable in a rare disease program where traditional randomized trials were impractical due to small patient populations and ethical concerns. The combination of a small single-arm interventional study with natural history data, patient-generated health data, and linked registry claims analyses yielded a compelling evidence package that facilitated regulatory approval and payer coverage while minimizing burden on the patient community.
These examples demonstrate how effective RWE integration directly aligns with the strategic goals of sponsors, CROs, and sites. For sponsors, well-executed RWE strategies can accelerate development timelines, reduce costs, and strengthen value propositions across stakeholders. Studies estimate cost reductions of 10 to 25%, boosting the probability of regulatory and commercial success.
For CROs, demonstrated expertise in RWE has become a major competitive differentiator, while sites benefit from opportunities to engage broader patient populations and implement more sustainable research models, often reporting higher satisfaction with this approach.
The strategic value extends beyond operational efficiency. Effective RWE integration enhances the scientific and commercial value of development programs by addressing the needs of all stakeholders, regulators, payers, providers, and patients. This translates into stronger regulatory submissions, more compelling payer value stories, increased confidence in prescribing decisions, and ultimately better patient access to innovative therapies.
So as you plan your next development program, remember these key action steps. First, implement strategic evidence planning to identify areas where RWE can complement traditional trials, aligning with critical business questions. Second, prioritize fit-for-purpose design, matching data sources and methodologies to specific research questions. And third, invest in methodological expertise to address the limitations of observational data using sophisticated analytical approaches. The scientific credibility of RWE rests on both data quality and rigorous analytical methods.
At Theranovex, we partner with research organizations to implement these strategies, combining scientific rigor, regulatory alignment, and commercial relevance. We transform RWE from an isolated activity into a strategic advantage, enhancing development efficiency, expanding evidence generation, and strengthening value propositions across all stakeholders. Remember, it's not just about the data. It's about understanding its context and using it strategically. And speaking of strategy, I think this conversation has been quite strategic. Perhaps we should schedule another podcast to discuss the specific nuances of regulatory submissions regarding RWE data.
Indeed, Lily, that's a topic worthy of its own episode. Until next time.